I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The issues that led to a revolution in Iran 40 years ago still resonate today. Chief among them, unemployment and economic inequality. That's led to a phenomenon called brain drain among the young and educated. And those who stay behind are disillusioned and searching for hope. Heart for Iran's Dr. Mike Ansari tells us about a new project to reach them called Masahiyat.com.
Populated on an e-learning platform, the site is designed to engage seekers, isolated believers, and Muslim background believers, and provide a process-driven online experience to equip, train, disciple, and activate formation of online and underground house churches.
Not everybody was happy about the project because the government initially blocked it. It's accessible inside the country now, but the situation reveals an ongoing need for prayer. And have you ever heard of Sat7? It's a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. They're helping the church and individual believers grow in this critical region. Sat7's Dennis Wien says they've started a new podcast to help you connect with the mission.
As I travel and I speak in a church almost every week, I find people that have never heard of Sat7. And so I wanted to start this podcast, unconventional, because Sat7 is unconventional, and to tell our story. But I find in churches, they're doing a lot of creative things as well. So just to call up a pastor or ministry leader, talk about unconventional ways that they're using and how Sat7's using that, do a podcast, have some fun, and get the word out.
Take a listen at missionnews.org and pray that more people will come alongside believers in the Middle East and North Africa. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported, people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.